This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Storms that dropped possibly dozens of tornadoes killed at least 21 people in small towns and big cities across the U.S. South and Midwest. They tore a path through the Arkansas Capitol and collapsed the roof of a packed concert venue in Illinois. In an AP interview, National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center forecaster Jared Geyer says the storms can become dangerous quickly, giving emergency managers little time to sound the warning.
The fast-moving nature of the storms does make it a challenge to get the word out promptly and for time and have time for people to react. To those warnings.
The dead included 7 in one Tennessee county, 4 in the small town of Wynn, Arkansas, 4 in Illinois, and 3 in nearby Sullivan, Indiana. Other deaths were reported in Alabama and Mississippi, along with one near Little Rock, Arkansas. The British Defense Ministry said Saturday in its daily intelligence update on Ukraine that the Russian chief of the general staff, Valery Gerasimov, has failed to stage a general winter offensive in Ukraine with the aim of extending Russian control of the whole of the Donbas region. Gerasimov took command of what Russia calls a special military operation in Ukraine, the report said, but 80 days on, it continued, it is increasingly apparent that this project has failed. The ministry says Russia has only made marginal gains at the cost of tens of thousands of casualties. A self-styled far-right propagandist is facing up to 10 years in prison after a Brooklyn federal jury convicted him of 9 of charges alleging that he conspired to deprive individuals of their right to vote in the 2016 presidential election. The jury returned its verdict